There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. For those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. Experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We are medical doctors, dentists, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. Today you meet your newest instructor. Captain Bill Sermo. And I'd like to add that your instructors really don't take direction very well. Because of the way we think, we like to innovate and we like to invent and we like to forge our own way. And we like to do things through innovation and creativity. And because of that, we just don't take direction very well. Captain Bill Sermo has been trained as a combat pilot. He qualified as a patrol plane commander and mission commander of a Navy P-3 Orion aircraft. He's been trained in many aspects of physical and psychological survival in both land and water. He's a master scuba instructor. And he has designed and built a really interesting piece of survival gear. And it's a bug-out survival trailer. And he's written a book, which is quite fascinating. And the book is called Your Bibo Number. Bibo is B-I-B-O. It stands for Bug In, Bug Out. Your Bibo Number, a guide for the suburban prepper. Welcome, Captain Bill Sermo.
Well, thank you, Vince. Good morning.
And good morning. It's great to have you on the air with us, Bill. And I've been thinking about some of the things that are in your book. And for example, let's start with this. Because we're talking about preparedness and because we're talking about survival, we are, your book says, and I totally agree with this, we are 72 hours away from chaos. Can you share with us why you say that?
Well, I look at the way the population has prepared themselves, and what I find is that about 75% of the people that live in America today have about a three-day supply of food available to them at any given time. And it's really kind of interesting, but when people run out of food and they run out of water and other resources, even good people do really kind of dangerous things. So over a three-day period, when people are really starting to get low on resources, they're going to be doing things that are going to be adverse to those of us who have actually become prepared.
One of the things that I've been asked over the years is, why do I do what I do? Why do I have a preparedness expo? Why do I bring people to Missouri? And why do I bring instructors from, you know, all over the country to teach preparedness? And my answer is very much in concert with what you just mentioned. And that is, I believe that, and here's the scenario. So the young family is in the city. And the event happens. Let's say the power goes out. And the young mother says to her husband, don't you hear her crying? She's hungry. She's hungry. Do something. So the young husband and father goes out there and he sees, wow, there's no no stores are operational. The gas stations are closed because the power's gone. It's down. And he's standing outside the store, and others are standing outside the store, and they're looking in the window, and there's no employees there. It's locked up. And pretty soon, someone says, look, we're hungry. The glass breaks. People start climbing through the broken glass and take what they need. Some take what they want, but it starts out with need. We're making that assumption. So the reason that I have this expo is to teach people to get what you need before you need it, so you're not going to be part of that, and maybe there'll be a little less blood in the streets and maybe a little less broken glass. And that's kind of how I describe it. I think you're absolutely right. I think that we really are 72 hours away from chaos, because when we get hungry, we will do things that we would not ordinarily do. And it's history's proven that people will do the unthinkable, including eat other people when they're starving. Cannibalism. It happens. And it has happened. So let's talk about that. You have a statistic in your book, and you talk about food. You mentioned that 75% of us in the United States of America have less than a three-day food supply. I believe your number is accurate, because if you go to someone's house and they happen to open the refrigerator and you happen to see what's in the refrigerator, you won't see very much in most cases. However, if you ask that person, are you good? I mean, if the power goes out, do you have enough food? Oh, yeah. How much do you have? Oh, we're good for a month. Really? You think that ketchup and mustard and relish in that empty refrigerator is going to last a month? Well, we've got cans, right? I believe you're absolutely correct that three-quarters of us have less than a three-day food supply. Have you verified that number?
Well, I verify it through experience. I have the opportunity to do a lot of seminars all across the country, and part of what I do is a question and answer period where we actually just talk openly about the state of preparedness that the people in the audience are there kind of experiencing. And most of them will say the reason that they're there at the expo is that they know that they only have a few days of, you know, survival equipment or survival resources, and they're trying to get themselves prepared. So they'll openly say, I'm here today because I realize the need.
I know a family that has said to me, look, we're okay. We got plenty. And if it gets bad, we'll just go out and eat. I'm not kidding. I'm really serious about that. That's what they said. Now, when Fukushima went off, you know, before Fukushima, food came from the store, water came from the faucet, and if you were hungry and you didn't feel like cooking, you could go to the restaurant. After Fukushima, the food was in the ocean, the store was in the ocean, and so was the faucet. And before Fukushima, everything was fine. The day before, everything was fine. The day after, it was total chaos. So this can happen without warning, or with very little warning. Would you like to share with us what happened during Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy regarding the police, the firemen, and the hospital staff?
Very, very interesting situation occurred during some of these major disasters or catastrophes that we have. And what we find is that we can kind of look at an event, and we can categorize it as either an emergency or either as a disaster. And an emergency is something that takes place over a period of time and can be controlled by the first responders. So we have a situation that occurs. The first responders in the local area have control of that situation, and they basically will mitigate whatever the problem is. In a disaster, the first responders or the people that are going to be taking care of the situation are overwhelmed. And when a disaster occurs, one of the things that we see is that within the first 72 hours or so, a lot of the first responders whose responsibility it is to mitigate the disaster are more concerned with their personal safety and with the safety of their family unit than they are with doing their jobs. Now, that's not to say that this is a horrible thing, but just human nature says that you're going to be worrying about your family, you're going to be worrying about your wife and your children at home. And we found that in the first 72 hours of these major disasters, about 50% of the police and the fire and the hospital first responders didn't report to work. And it's not really a judgment on them, because I'm sure that in their minds, their first responsibilities are to their families. But as a society, we've learned to kind of rely on these first responders to step in and protect us. And in some of these disaster situations, we're going to find that it's just not there. We're on our own.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who worked as the highest ranking official in a government office. And this is an office that everyone uses. Everyone in the United States ultimately contacts and uses the services of this government office. And he said to me, "Hey, Vinny, when it happens," this was years ago before he retired, he said, "Vinny, look over there. You know, that's City Hall." He said, "That's the Hall of Records and the jails over there and so forth. When this happens, we're all going home. We're not coming to work. There will be no recorder of deeds. There will be no clerk. There'll be no jailer. The deputies are going. They're going home. Everybody's going home. Nobody's coming to work. As a matter of fact, the jailer is probably going to let the prisoners out. He's just going to say, listen, I'm sorry, you're on your own. And just open the jail cells and everybody walks out." He said that's what's going to happen. Now, he's not saying that because he's imagining it. He's saying it because he's had discussions with those involved in those government offices, and he knows their personalities. Now, this is at the county level here in Missouri. I believe he's actually correct, and that ties with what you just said. So today we're going to be talking about preparedness. Now, people have asked me, what is preparedness? And I would say something like, you know, when you open that refrigerator and you say, I'm going to get something to eat, and you open it and you go, geez, there's nothing to eat. Well, preparedness is having what you need before you need it. And let's talk about that when we come back. Having what you need before you need it, with plans. Because bad things can happen, and we may not know that they're in the works. It could be a natural event. It could be an accident. It could be a bad swing on a golf course. We'll talk about that when we come back. Captain Bill Sermos with us. Bug in, bug out. BeboOutfitters.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just want to mention that attorney D. Wampler, Springfield, Missouri, will be with us at the meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. So the meetup starts at 4:45, and if you'd like to have dinner with us, you may. The meetup is absolutely free. He's going to bring a case of books with him. He's going to sign them, autograph them, and he's going to teach us about defending yourself against cops in Missouri. What to do, what to say. And his book is called Defending Yourself Against Cops in Missouri and Other Strange Places. Now, I've had some run-ins with the cops. I have. People have called the cops on me, and the cops have decided to throw me out of events. I haven't done anything, but when they show up, you have no idea what they have in mind. And all of them show up with guns. They do. And I've had as many as four cops throw me out of an event. They show up and ask me who I am, and they say, would you please leave? And, you know, all someone has to do is say, hey, there's this guy, and he's causing problems, and it's all made up. And if the cops show up, they don't know. They weren't there. They just respond because someone said, hey, there's somebody causing problems, and they want you out of there. They believe whoever calls them. So we're going to talk with D. Wampler on Monday at the meetup. It's absolutely free. Jimmy's Egg, I will post the information on the website, and he's going to give away 50 books signed, and they will be to the first ones who get there. So tell your friends and family about Monday's seminar at Jimmy's Egg. Also, we're going to have part two of welding. Mike Watson's going to teach us the second half of welding. And by the way, D. Wampler is the is the attorney representing another one of your instructors, Aaron Brummett. Remember, he's been arrested multiple times for preaching on the street. Pastor Aaron Brummett and his attorney, Dee Wampler. Aaron, I don't think, will be at the meetup on Monday. And we're talking with Captain Bill Sermo, and his website is Bibo, B-I-B-O, Outfitters.com. There's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, on the instructors tab. You'll be able to find a link right to his website. And we're talking about, oh, things that could happen, like a bad golf swing. And what I'm saying is, imagine a CEO of a company, of a conglomerate, having a problem with one of the divisions of that conglomerate. You know, it's just not performing well. He has a bad golf swing. It just sets him off. And he goes, that's it. That's it. Sell that division. That could affect you. That could affect your livelihood. That could affect the future of where you live. Something as simple as that could have cascading effects and dramatically impact your family. You could lose your car, your house, everything, based on a bad swing on a golf course by a CEO who has no idea who you even are. Okay, and a mistake. Somebody could throw a switch and send us into a war. A politician could have a bad swing at the golf course. Imagine Barry having a bad swing and saying, that's it, let's go attack him. And the retaliation ends up in your backyard. These things could happen. And, of course, there are natural events, as well as these man-made mistakes. So, in one of those situations, we don't have food. We don't have water. The water isn't running. The electricity's down. Civil unrest is, well, we believe it's just hours away. Captain Bill Sermo, what do we do?
Well, the interesting thing is that those people that are prepared and have taken the time and gone through the process of getting themselves in a situation where they can survive the aftermath of some type of an event like that are really in peril. Probably the biggest threat in any widespread emergency or a disaster situation is the population density that we have here in this country. The U.S. Census Bureau in 2010 identified 497 different areas that they refer to as urban areas. And in these 497 areas, 71% of the American population resides today. That's a little bit over 200 million people. So when we look at these dense population areas and we realize that the density of these areas is so great that during an emergency and an evacuation from these areas, they're going to overwhelm all the resources. So the folks that are prepared have to be ready to deal with this enormous mass of humanity that's going to be coming at them from these population areas.
And just think about this. Let's say you have a family of three or four, and you think you're prepared, but your brother shows up with his wife and his two children. And then the grandparents show up. Where does it stop? And how do you prepare for it? We're going to talk about bugging out when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Are Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Youngevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're going to get a chance to meet Captain Bill Sturmo at the Get Prepared Expo. That would be March 28th and 29th. So if you're interested in learning about, preparedness, you can attend his seminar at the Get Prepared Expo. That's March 28th and 29th in Lebanon, Missouri. I'm working on the website. Ed Marvini helped me last night, and I now know exactly how to do things I need to do to make that information available to you. So that's this weekend. I'll be working on the website. Brooklyn Bagwell is the casting director for Doomsday Preppers, National Geographic's production. And she was in New York City during Hurricane Sandy. That was October. Now, specifically October 29th, 2012, Hurricane Sandy really came down on the East Coast. And the power was out. The subways were flooded. The streets were flooded. Traffic lights didn't work. It was dark. And water was really hard to get. Food was hard to get. There's only 7 bridges that will let you in and out of New York City. And there was denied access to them. People in October were burning their furniture for heat. Now, we haven't seen things like that too often in the United States. In a situation like this, when civil unrest is hours away and people aren't behaving well because they have not prepared, you may find that you need to get out of there. Now, you need to make sure that you never let your car or vehicle or truck fall between a half a tank, a bit lower than a half a tank of fuel. Three quarters would be better. Three quarters or more. Captain Bill Sermo, let's talk about bugging out. Now, in a case like that, or in a case like a nuclear disaster, or a case like when we had an ice storm in Virginia, where a family that we know decided to all move into one house where they had a wood stove, except one guy. The grandfather said, no, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to protect my property. I'm going to protect the farm. I'll see you guys later. 11 days later, the family went back to check on the grandfather. Phones were down. Power was down. And the grandfather had frozen to death, literally. You know, there are times that you have to bug out, and you have developed a device, equipment, that allows us to do that, right?
I have. And the interesting dilemma for folks that are confronted with situations like you just described is the bug-in, bug-out decision is always the first decision that is going to be made. Everything else that is going to be decided is based on that one basic decision. Do I stay or do I leave? In situations where people need to get away from whatever type of crisis event is taking place, their choices are limited in that they can leave, they can stay. But when they do want to leave the area, they're going to want to take with them the things they need. For people that are in situations where they have family members that are dependent, or they have elderly folks that are part of their family unit, or they have a spouse that maybe not be as physically fit as they are, it becomes a real challenge for them to try to get out. So what we've developed is our bug-out survival trailer. And this is a trailer that is going to be basically at someone's home and be ready for them to take into a bug-out situation at all times. What the trailer allows them to do is to be prepared and to leave in front of what we refer to as the Golden Horde, which is the great mass of humanity that's going to be leaving a situation when they're instructed to by the government. If you're in a situation where you're waiting for the government to tell you to leave, you're probably not in the best position, the best posture. So being prepared at all times, being able to hook up to a survival trailer and leave in front of this Golden Horde is probably the best possible scenario. The Hurricane Sandy situation is a perfect example. Those people who left early got across the bridges and were out of town before the bridges were closed. Perfect example of a choke point mentality for larger cities.
You know, Bill, people just may not believe that the bridges could get closed. And here's another way of looking at it. You know, Matt Stein talks about the number of vehicles who will be that will be stopped, modern vehicles with computers that control the ignition system, the transmission, you know, engine power and so forth. Those computers can be taken out by an electromagnetic pulse, and that can happen at any time. And he believes that 1 out of 7 vehicles will survive that. All right. Well, let's say 1 out of 7 vehicles fails. If 1 out of 7 vehicles fails, what would it be like if 1 out of 7 vehicles in front of you just stops wherever it is? Can you imagine? Can you imagine that the tie-up that just one guy with a flat tire has, you know, under normal circumstances? Imagine every 7th vehicle just stopping wherever it is, right in the fast lane, the slow lane. Can you imagine? And can you imagine the skill or the lack of the skill of the drivers in front of you navigating that and not crashing into these stopped vehicles that just stop for no reason at all, at least apparently? Right?
Exactly true.
So in those situations, you got to be ahead of all of this. You've got to be ready to go. You have to have what you need before you need it. Now, you have built this trailer, and we're going to get a chance to see the trailer, and we're going to get a chance to spend some time in your seminar at the Get Prepared Expo. Now, can you tell us about this trailer? And then also, Bill, what if we don't want to buy your trailer? What if we're handy? Like, I'm a pretty handy guy, and let's say I want to make my own. Would you share information with us, maybe plans on how we can build our own or buy yours?
Sure. We actually build a trailer that we offer in 2 different options. The first option is the Bebo survival trailer, which literally comes with everything you need to survive for a 33-day period. The user will put their clothes into the trailer, hook it up to their vehicle, drive away. Everything that's required for that survival period is included in the trailer. The other end of our spectrum is we actually will sell our custom shell, which is really just an empty trailer that can be used to build out a trailer to whatever specifications that someone would want. We also will provide guidance throughout the entire process. If someone wants to buy a trailer and build it themselves, we'll supply them with equipment that they can use to do that build out, and also information on how to build the trailer in whatever stage they would like to produce it themselves.
My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, you're working with Glenn Meter too, aren't you? The Survival Still, is that correct?
That's correct. In our trailer, we always look at portability. And one of the things that's interesting for folks that are getting prepared is there's a challenge, there's a dilemma as to how to keep the supplies they want to have and be prepared. The biggest challenge for a lot of new folks that are coming into the preparedness mindset is this confusion over bugging in versus bugging out. They'll read a traditional prepper manual and they'll see that in a bug-in scenario, they should have large quantities of food, large quantities of water, but in a bug-out scenario, they should have everything that they need in a backpack. So the challenge for them and the confusion comes into play when they try to kind of reconcile between the two. So in our scenario, what we like to say is that portability is something that's of vast importance. And Glenn Meter's Survival Still, perfect example of a piece of equipment that instead of carrying 500 gallons of water, which would be impossible, we have a Survival Still that will actually desalinate seawater. So no matter where you're at, if you're in an environment that has seawater or has polluted water, the Survival Still will work very well.
It can go even beyond that. Glenn Meter is a USAPreparedness.com instructor, and we were with him in the early days of his design and manufacturing of the Survival Still. And, class, here's how important it is. Let's say all you have is urine and you're thirsty. Well, you can use the Survival Still and distill urine into pure water, or water that has pond water, or water that has been contaminated with radiation. You can make that safe, drinkable with the Survival Still. And that's one of the things that you ought to consider. Now, so Bill, in your seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, you're going to talk about bugging out, I guess, and you're going to be talking about how to equip the bug-out vehicle with what you need, and you're going to demonstrate your trailer and what you have built. And if somebody wants to buy one, they can just buy it, right?
That's exactly correct. The basic premise of our entire seminar, it takes away the confusion for the new prepper. And the basic premise that we kind of assert is that if a prepper is prepared to bug out, then the prepper is prepared to bug in. So instead of trying to look at the bug out scenario and the bug in scenario as two separate processes, we combine them. And we make sure that the prepper has the equipment, and we have it in the proper sizes and the proper portability so that they can make the choice between bugging in and bugging out, basically back and forth as the situation occurs. And that's really the basis for our book, is the fact that if you're prepared to bug out, you are prepared to bug in.
One of the things that you talk about in your book, your BIBO number, B-I-B-O number, bug in, bug out number, a guide for the suburban prepper. One of the things you talk about is something that we don't like to think about. And that is, who lives with us? Who's dependent on us? Now, in my case, I've got 5 dogs and some cats. How important are they? Well, they're pretty important. How about my mom? My mom's 91. Can she run as fast as my wife? No. Can she run as fast as I? No. Is she going to need some help? Sure. What if we had some young children? What if we had some grandparents that lived with us? That all enters into this equation. Let's talk a little bit about that and why you really need to think about bugging in, bugging out, and staying and making a plan. Bill Sermo, and I'll be right back.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your
take? My
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, we're teaching preparedness and bugging in and bugging out. You heard a commercial for Slingbow.com? Well, I talked to the inventor, and he's interested in being at the expo. Guns 80. They're going to be at the expo. You're going to get a chance to build an AR-15 right at the expo on stage if you want to. You can buy an AR-15 kit for $400 right now. It's on sale. I have one. I've got one. I've got a Slingbow, too. So you may want to go to those websites, Slingbow.com, Guns80.com. And Bill Sermo, brilliant design, absolutely brilliant design on a bug-out trailer. And I understand, Bill, that you have a new book coming out that will teach people how to build their own bug-out trailer.
That's correct. We're going to focus on the fact that some folks are very handy, and some folks would like to just design a trailer for their need or for their budget. So we're going to be giving information on the construction process, and we're going to be giving information on how the bug out trailer should be equipped for a survival in the Longstead.
Bill, when I build something, and I build a lot of things here at the farm, I have to, and most farmers do. They've got to do their own thing and build and design and implement just to stay in business. Well, you're going to get a chance, class, if you come to the expo, to pick the brain of Bill Sermo. You're going to get a chance to see his trailer. You're going to get a chance to buy his new book because it should be out by that time. You'll be able to get buy a copy of your Bebo number book. You'll be able to get them autographed, and you'll be able to attend the seminar or seminars by Captain Bill Sermo. Here's why I mentioned that I build my own things. And I'm not suggesting that you build or buy, whichever makes sense for you, is consider that. But when I build, I look at how others have done it, and I try to use a lot of the information that others before me have figured out. And you're going to get a chance to do that. And in this new book, you're going to find that information. And I challenge all listeners to USAPrepares.com, all of our class, that if you're going to build one of these trailers, you will save more money by buying the book by someone who's already gone through all the prototypes. You'll save more money by buying the book than not buying the book, because if you drill one hole in the wrong place in your trailer, it will cost more in damage to your trailer than the book would cost. That's just drilling one hole in the wrong place. Sir, Captain Bill Sermo, would you say that that was a fair statement?
I certainly would. Building the trailers were it was kind of an eye-opening situation, because a lot of times the things that we thought about and the things that we envisioned for the trailer just didn't work when we tried to do them in the practical sense. So there was a lot of trial and error that took place. Now we're down to a single process, but it wasn't the first time around that it was perfect when we built it.
Mm-hmm. And we've had one of our instructors built a bug out trailer, and we've had them at the Get Prepared Expo. And when the TV cameras come to the expo, they focus on that and they go, "This is really cool." So he had radio, he had cooking supplies, he had food, dehydrated food, water filtration, a lot of things. But the trailer that we're talking about, that Captain Bill Sermo has built, is way beyond that, way beyond that, including the level of detail that he has taken this trailer to. Is making sure that the electronics can survive really serious and harsh conditions. And I'm pretty sure that's because of the Navy training that you went through, Bill Sermo, in survival in extreme weather conditions. Is that what played a part?
It certainly would.
Yeah, there you go. So, Captain Bill Sermo, thank you so much for being with us. And you know what? We barely touched the surface. So we're going to do this again and again and again. And we'll get into more detail. But we laid the groundwork for why you should consider bugging out. Class, seriously, one of these events could kill you and your entire family. You need to get in front of it and consider whether you need to bug in or bug out. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. BeboOutfitters.com, link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Bunker Files from 2 to 4 today. We'll see you.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary's on.
Going once. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.